Hi, Abigail. So this
How
is what the
you?
Deal. I'm not doing too good right now, and I am completely stressed out, girl. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong today as far as me getting surgery and all of the things I need to do with you, and it's just not going well. So you sent me the link about some of the documents that you wanted me to gather, and one of those was the registration, the AAA registration. I don't have AAA.
So, where was that? I didn't send any links, did I?
Yeah, you did. Yesterday when you sent me the link here, it says, you know, when you had sent me the information, document for financial approval, all that applies, that part. Okay, so one was the 5-year look back of bank statement.
Okay, so this all that I sent there in the documents for financial approval is whatever you have, that's what you send in. If you don't have it, of course, you don't need to send it in.
Okay. So I don't need to worry about a car registration because I don't have
No.
They don't even give it
paper. This is all only if you have this information, that's what needs to be sent in. If you don't have a bank account, do you have a bank account? Or did you have a bank account?
I do have a bank account, and I just called the bank, and about the 5-year look back of statement, they want $300 for that, and I'm not going to pay $300 for that. I don't even have $300 for no statement. But what they said is if you can give me a letter for what the statements are for, then I can take that letter to the bank, and they can give it to me for free.
If I write the letter, if we write the letter from the agency?
Yeah, something from the agency has to say what it's for, and then you can send me that letter, or you can fax it, but they didn't give me a fax number. So as of right now, because my basket is completely full and I'm completely stressed out right now trying to gather all the documents, my surgery has been canceled for my eye. Rescheduled. Yeah, a whole lot is happening, and I'm trying to do everything today, like get on top of everything, call the people for the second assessment, call the scheduler for the surgery, see if they can change it to another day, meet the new doctors, so much, and then there's the weather that's a bit of a hindrance for me to even get out and get around. And then the people that I did gather up to help me get through this stuff, all of that's changed now. So I got a lot going on. I done broke down and cried several times today because I'm discouraged. So the letter for me to take to the bank, in order for me to get those 5-year look back, I need that letter to get it for free.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to send one over to you now, okay? If you would just wait on the phone. Or you can you send me your email address?
Yeah. My email is Claudette. You ready?
Okay. Just a second, please.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the email?
My email is Claudette Boyd, the number 4.
Claudette Boyd 4.
At gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay, I'll send that to you. If you could wait one more second.
Sure.
Claudette, did I run through with you? You aren't making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
I never really added it up. I get what, as of now, they just gave us a raise. So it's $1,155 per month. So I guess if we add that up a year, per year, how much does that come to?
No, I just need to know per month. Where are you getting the money from?
SSD.
SSD. Okay. And you don't own a home, correct?
I don't own anything.
You have a car, though.
Yes, a car was given to me as a gift.
And do you know if it's over $8,000, a car?
I don't. Jesus,
I'm just asking this because the government will, like I said, I told you in the past, the government may run into some.
I don't think the car is worth $8,000. I really don't, but I don't know what the statistics is or logistics is about the car. I didn't pay for the car. Somebody bought it for me.
Is it under your name?
Yes.
Okay. For now, I'm going to write up this email to send to your bank. I'm going to email it to you, and then I'll let you know, okay? I'll be in touch with you, okay?
You're going to let me know what?
So I'm going to find out, maybe there's something that you can do to fill out about the car, just so that you don't have to run into any issues with that.
Well,
it should be fine.
Because I don't really know. Why is the car important for me to get home care? What is that all about? Is this all government stuff?
This is government stuff. So once the government is paying for the home care services, so once when the time comes where the patient passes away, which we don't know when that's going to be, but the government may take away any assets that are left in their names. So we don't want to run into that issue.
Wow, this is beyond me. This has been turned into something I had no clue about. Now, as far as the car, I do have a statement from the people that where the car was bought. Is that good enough?
You will need to send in the registration.
I'm lost. I need my daughter. She needs to get here and do all this because this is beyond me at this point. I have a statement from the car dealership. Is that good enough? And also for the license, it should be good enough? It should be.
It should be, but I can't tell you that for sure. That's what the county tells you. It's not us who asks for all this information. It's the county. And once the county gives their approval, then we can move on with the services. But we can only do that once we get an approval from the county.
Right. So I need to get all, okay. And as far as the life insurance, it doesn't have a cash value, and I do have a letter about that as well. Will that help us get where we're going? I'm trying to gather everything.
Yeah, so whatever you have, they will need. If you could send it in, best would be to hand it in and as well as email it, okay?
And are they going to, because the girl that was here from Maxima said that they're going to send me something for me to fill out. So I'll know what all I got to do with them and then take care of it and send it back to them. So because there's no mail today. So I'll just have to wait until they send me whatever they're going to send me.
So at this point, you only had your first assessment. I was telling you about all this, collecting this information just so that you know for the future. I don't want to stress you out about this. You still need to have the second assessment, which you're going to call them still to schedule, I guess. So
yes,
once that is... Sorry?
I said I'm planning on doing that today, too.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
If you get the appointment set in, and then I'll have to text you to let you know what date that is, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. So okay, relax. It shouldn't be so stressful. I usually don't give my patients all the information that needs to be collected in the beginning because it's a lot, and I just want you to have this assessment scheduled. And once that's scheduled, then you can start collecting the statements. Don't stress over it, okay?
Okay, I'm doing my best. It's just because they, you know, I can't get my surgery again, and so
yeah,
I
know. That is
because I done lost vision in my eye, blind in one eye right now. So I'm very stressed about my other eye is diminishing as we speak. I'm just trying not to go completely blind at this point. That's all. I'm just trying to get it all together.
Okay.
Very
maybe your daughter can help you. Like you said,
somebody better come do something because I'm falling apart. I'm overwhelmed, Abigail. I'm not going to lie.
I understand. Okay. So I hope maybe your daughter can help you.
Okay.
I will get back to you, and I'm going to send you the email for your bank, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care, Claudette.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.